You have this boy believing way beyond the shadow of a doubt. Yeah. Well, I heard it on the street. I heard you might have found somebody new.
Also riding with Bonnie Raitt, Aerosmith, Carly Simon, Rod Stewart, Roger Daltrey, Ozzy Osbourne, Kiss, Joe Cocker, many, many, many more. Jim Vallance has had a lot of hits, but the biggest ones largely with Bryan Adams, like this one, Cuts Like a Knife. Jim Vallance turns 71 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. As you know, when I'm in, we celebrate these birthdays, death days, number ones on this day, anniversaries, strange happenings across the history of music. And if you like it, well, you can hear more of me talking music on podcast Political Beats at nationalreview.com or on our Patreon page, where we have bonus material, extras, and such for our supporters. Patreon.com/politicalbeats. We talk to people in and around politics. No political content, just talk about our guest's favorite band or artist on Political Beats. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, officially entering the presidential race this past week and officially kicking things off in Iowa yesterday around the state. First time there as an official presidential candidate. And a little bit of audio from last night and through the day, too. I believe one of these cuts is from the afternoon hours as DeSantis was going across the state. And look, we all know that there's polls out there. I don't put a heck of a lot of stake in the polls right now because DeSantis just got in. He's clearly the major contender to another nomination for Donald Trump. And he's not been campaigning. He's not been doing anything. He's been governing Florida for the most part. So now he's in the race. So now do things change? And we are so far away from the first votes being cast in this race. So far away. 8 months, I believe. 8 months! And new contenders could get in. And does a fractured electorate and a crowded field help one candidate harm the other? I don't think anyone really knows so far. So we'll let it play out a bit. Ron DeSantis yesterday. This is cut one. This is Ron DeSantis. Usually I cut the applause from a lot of these lines just to get back to talking to you. But this was so sustained and I don't want to say over the top, but It's an impressive amount of applause, even for an applause line. Put it that way. This is Ron DeSantis yesterday in Iowa. Cut one.
And of all those accomplishments, while I'm proud of all that, maybe the thing that we're most proud of in Florida is that we have taken a very strong stand for the idea that the purpose of our schools is to educate kids, not to indoctrinate kids. And that we have a responsibility to protect parents' rights and to protect our children.
As I said, usually I'd cut that applause, but that was loud and sustained, even for a line that was designed to get applause. Governor Ron DeSantis has had a track record of success in Florida, and as he'll mention on a cut, I'm not sure we'll get to it here. I think we will. This past term, legislative term in Florida, has had a ton of wins, victories for conservatives in Florida. Question here from News Nation about Donald Trump. Most questions were about Donald Trump. So if Ron DeSantis talked a lot about Donald Trump yesterday, it's because most questions were about Donald Trump. Cut two.
So look, I'm going to respond to attacks. I mean, if you say Cuomo did a better job with COVID than Florida did, first of all, that's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me? So some of this stuff, I think, is, look, if someone is saying that, I am gonna counterpunch. I'm going to fight back on it. I'm going to focus my fire on Biden, and I think he should do the same. He gives Biden a free pass. I'm focusing on Biden. That's my focus. But when I hear something like that, It is so detached from reality. You know how I know? Because I would have people come up to me in Florida during COVID in tears, hug me, perfect strangers, say, "Thank you, Governor. I escaped from these lockdown jurisdictions. You saved my bacon. I'm here in Florida. My kids are in school." You name it. This was personal to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And to flippantly say that you should have done New York, you know, we have no, I think, you know, we obviously have to respond about that.
Governor Ron DeSantis, don't have time to squeeze in the second cut of the second part of that answer. We'll play it a little bit later on in the program. Look, I'm making a note about it right now. He's referencing a tweet from President Trump, Donald Trump, yesterday that said Cuomo did better than DeSantis when it came to COVID. I don't agree. Ron DeSantis clearly doesn't agree. And so when he's being attacked on that front, he's going to respond as he did yesterday. And the proof is in the pudding. There are so many people. Look, that is an anecdote from the governor, but it is the truth for thousands and thousands of people who left lockdowns in blue states and arrived in Florida, including very important people like, say, the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, the billionaire, who hates Governor DeSantis and never misses an opportunity to say so. His family, J.B. Pritzker's family, went to Florida during COVID because it was open. Evidence says Florida outperformed every other state when it came to dealing with COVID. There really shouldn't be all that much debate about this. And certainly, it is not true. New York and Andrew Cuomo did a better job. But if Andrew Cuomo agrees with you, eek, that's a tough place to be. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.